I pray, we pray, in the loving name of Yeshua Yahweh, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. Amen. My text for today is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1, and I will be ending in verse 7. If you're there, you can say amen. If you're not there, say, have mercy. I'd like to read from the New King James Version. Thank you very much. New King James Version. And my Bible says, the scriptures declare, therefore, Paul concludes, therefore, be followers of God. He was addressing the believers in Ephesus. The word followers, in the original form, could also be translated as imitators. Do you know that we as Filipinos, we are great imitators? Do you know that? We imitate, and the Bible tells us today, therefore, be imitators of God. I would like to address the parents. You know, I have the luxury of addressing parents because when I was 16 years old, I lost my mother due to cancer. She was only 37 years old. My mother was beautiful. That's why I don't look that bad. I look okay. They told me I look average. But the good news there is that the Lord transformed me because my mother would like me to become a pastor. Listen carefully. I have the audacity to address her parents because I don't have a parent. 5 years after my mother died, 1995, my father died or succumbed to cancer, prostate cancer. He was only 58. Both of them died of cancer. And my father's desire for me was to be a seaman or a sailor or a maritime merchant marine officer. And so I finished both degrees. I finished my Bachelor of Science in Marine Transportation in Iloilo Maritime Academy, a senior military school, as a naval reserve officer, as well as a merchant marine seafarer. Your maritime studies, because I want you to earn money to go abroad. I honored my father, and when I graduated from my college in John B. LaSalle College's Foundation, Iloilo Maritime Academy, I gave my father my diploma. I said, Dad, I fulfilled your desire for me. Now I will go to Central Philippine Adventist College to pursue the plans of my mother. A praying mother, a faithful mother, even though she died at a tender age of 38 or 37, she died at the time when I needed her most. 3 days before my birthday, she died. She did not see me or she did not saw me. Ascend the pulpit and become one of the workers for the Lord Jesus Christ today. Parents, are you following God in your footsteps? Are you following God in your walk, in your home, in your community, in your workplaces, as well as in your church? Because this is the time of address the kids, because whatever the parents are doing, the kids are following. Kung ano ang ginagawa ng mas matanda, ito ay sinusunod ng mga bata. States of America. Are we following God so that we can impose, even without words, our our life can tell our children that we are faithful and followers of God.
Amen.
Therefore, be followers of God as dear children. One thing about being a parent, I'm not a parent right now, but my wife, I have only one wife. I met my wife when we were in the master's study at Adventist International Institute of Advanced Studies. And you know, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my wife. I didn't bring her today because she's in the choir. And I told her to represent me in the church today. You might be wondering, where is Pastor Mark? Where is our youth pastor? So I told her, if you're there, at least they will know that, you know, part of my presence is there. My wife, at first, did not really like me. Seriously. Probably not because, you know, because I have some, a little roughness that until now I'm still struggling with as a Christian, especially as a minister of God. But because I said, Lord, I want to obey you, I want to follow you, and if this will be, and if my wife will be your reward, I will serve you. After how many years of trying to win my wife, at long last, it's not because of the looks, it's not because of whatever thing, but because she answered the call of God to marry me, that we are together right now. We have been married for 5 years. Amen, amen. Last year, when I was called to be a youth pastor, my wife had an ectopic pregnancy. You know what's an ectopic pregnancy? Lost a child. But I don't lose hope. So much for that. The Bible says, walk in love, in verse 2. How is your walk with love in God today? Are you walking in love? Is this church can say we are a loving church? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Did you feel the love from your fellow members here? Or some of you here have some things in your heart that you would like to present to the Lord Jesus Christ. A child and a parent is the closest relationship outside of marriage. The Bible says, be followers of God as their children, because a child and a parent are close. Remember this. They are intimate, reciprocal in relationship, binded in love and friendship. Parents, you are not only to love your children, but you're also friends with your children. You're not only friends with your children, but you're also responsible for the spiritual matters of your child. Paul continues his admonition, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Now I'm going to tell you that being a parent does not only provide, provision is very good. As a parent, you are not only here to protect your child, but you're also here to teach your child the ways of God. The reason why corporate America right now is failing is because the moral fabric of the homes is disintegrated, has disintegrated, degenerated. I'm so afraid right now, in the future, but I should not fear, in the future, what will be the behavior and the attitude of our kids, especially our young people? And I would like to tell you right now, kids are the heritage of their parents. Parents are responsible for their kids. If you entrust your kids to the public school, beware. In a public school where there is no God, where the Darwinian theory is their God, beware, parents. Even if you are assuming that those public schools will educate your children, beware of what will happen to your kids. That's why I would still like to appeal and plead for you. We have our Christian schools. We know it's very expensive, but there are so many parents in my church in Lendo, Filipino, that sacrifice so much because they would like to give a Christian education, and don't underestimate what our teachers and our Christian colleges can do for your kids. They can influence your kids in this secular postmodern society right now that we're facing. And these are the things to avoid. in love. This is how to maintain your walk with God, parents as well as children. In verse 3 of chapter 5, Ephesians continues, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, there are three strong words that Paul wrote in so many other epistles, but I would like to highlight because we're studying this passage. Fornication comes from the Greek word pathmania, and that's where we transliterate pornography. In our society today. Pathmania, fornication. What is fornication? Fornication is engaging in illegal or illicit sex outside of marriage.
You are so stressed with your co-workers because I believe there are so many
you know what I remember in the time of Noah? Let's go back in time. You know the story in Genesis chapter 7. Because he hates the sin. And so, in the book of Genesis chapter 7, God declared to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You know what, friends? If the father and the mother are faithful, the children are also blessed, and they will be faithful someday.
Amen.
Let me repeat this. Because of Noah, 7 other members of his family were blessed. And because you as a father or as the mother in your home, because of your faithfulness, God will reward you. Your children will also be faithful. God invited Noah to the ark. Before the end comes, friends, God is sending out an invitation. God is sending out an invitation. I remember when my mother died, 1990, I told the Lord, Lord, what is your plan for my life? What is it that you want me to do? And I hear the still small voice of God. God was trying to invite me to live, to get away from the worldliness of life, and to accept His call to work for Him. That's why I was trained in a secular school, in a semi-military academy, before the Lord find me. God extends His invitation to those who are righteous. Verse 2, it says here, you shall take with you 7 each of every clean animal, male and his female, 2 of each animals that are unclean, a male and his female, also 7 each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive out on the face of the earth, of all the earth. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all the living things that I have made. Before the world ends, before God sends destruction, God invites and God instructs. You know, last night we have our best first meeting, and one of my friends, David, encourages our youth to obey God. In the last days, friends, those who will be saved are those people who follow instructions from God. Amen. Let's be honest here in this church. How much time do we spend in the media? When you go home, do you read your Bible to your kids, to your children? Do you tell them stories about God? This is the second thing that I would like to share with you. After God invites, He instructs. Parents, instruct your children in the Lord. If you want your kids to be polite, to be respectful, to be obedient, to follow you, you are the model teacher. You need to instruct them. And the last verse that I would like to read with you is this, in verse 5, and Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Why was Noah saved? Why was Noah and his family called into the ark of salvation? Because Noah did not question God. Noah did not complain about God. Noah did not criticize those people who are out there. Noah was not negative about the instructions of God. Noah obeyed God.
Amen.
If you want your life to be blessed, obey God rather than man. I was pastoring now for about 5 years, and I've learned my lessons. It's very tough and rough, but I learned my lessons. God has called me, because there are so many people that I met and I've touched and I witnessed that I felt that they need God in their life, that they need to follow God. And they need to follow God. If we who profess to be followers of God cannot show them how to follow God, we are the ones who are the examples. We need to teach them how to follow God. What will they say when we interact with them? What will they say when we react to them? What will other people, non-believers, secular people, atheists, agnostics, say about Seventh-day Adventist Christians? On Seventh-day, they don't eat pork. That's good for your health. But is that the only thing? Or should we like to hear all Seventh-day Adventist Christians? He is a follower of Jesus. That person follows Jesus. I would like to follow him as well. Before the world ends, God invites people to follow him. Before the world is destroyed, God instructs his people. And before the world ends, we implement God's commands and instructions for our lives. Friends, Trinity, Seventh-day Adventist Church members, are you following the Lord? And are you teaching your kids to follow the Lord? My mother prayed for me that I would be serving the Lord, that I would be one day preaching about the good news of Jesus Christ. She was unable to see me, but her wish was fulfilled because she prayed and she was faithful to her God. And so as her son, I turned out to be faithful as well to the commands of God. Choose you this day whom you will serve or follow. But as for me,